Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, January the 10th, 2023. I am your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about growing incidents of political violence targeting mainly opposition Citizens Coalition for Change supporters, a few months away from the general elections. Police announced this evening that they have arrested one of the suspects in connection with the bout of violence that was captured on a video in Murewa North, where suspected ZANU-PF members are seen beating up elderly CCC members for convening a party meeting. In a statement, police spokesperson Paul Nyati said, named the suspect, now in custody, as Neva Chimutashu, aged 67. But he did not say the suspect's political affiliation. Nyati said police were still pursuing other suspects. Human rights organizations, including Amnesty International, are calling for the suspects for the arrest of all the perpetrators of political violence ahead of the polls. Litshona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection, okuluhlelo labasakhulayo. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lodlakela olukhanya solugxila phambilini kokhetho oluza kwenziwa kunyanga ezimbalwa ezilandelayo. Amapolisa azise ukuthi asebophe umsolwa ongomunye wabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabe bandla leZANU-PF ababonakala kuvideo eMurewa North betshaya amalunga e-CCC angogogo labokhulu, kuthiwa kungani benze umhlangano we-CCC. Amapolisa athi abophe uNeva Chimutashu oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisithupha lasikhombisa 67. Athi njalo asadinga abanye abaphatheke kulolu dlakela. Kodwa kachongo ukuthi uMutashu lilunga lebandla liphi. Kwaziwa iba tereri ve Studio 7. Nazi mchirongwa chenyu che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya ye mirishonga. Zvichitevera kurohwa zvakaipisisa kwenhengo dzeCCC kuMurewa North nevanofungidzirwa kuti inhengo dzeZANU-PF. Mutauriri wemapurisa Paul Nyati vazivisa nhasi kuti vasunga munhu mumwe chete pamusana pemhirizhonga iyi vaNeva Chimutashu, avo vane makore ekuberekwa makumi matanhatu nemanomwe 67 years. Asi vaNyati havana kutaura kuti vaMutashu ndevebato ripi rezvematongero enyika. The source of the video showing CCC members being beaten up is unknown, but Studio 7 has decided to play it in the public interest. The Zimbabwe police say they are also aware of this video that has gone viral on social media. Before you watch the video we are about to play, we must warn you that it is graphic and disturbing.
What is it? Quavy? Magore Mangan? What done? Tonight, Chubajin? Quavy Munodan? Tisan? Munamagore Mangan? What is it? Ame baba ya baba mimi mnondani Mori sai mna magore mangani Dimanga ndawa ndala
Chisha
iti
Oya
ote Maunga ndwa banana ndana Maunga ndwa na ndana Ali Chinango choja chinche kuja sei
Ngamsangano ndi
Msangano wechi Mamji chinango choja chinche kuja sei
Atisuzo ndo
zani Asimi mata nezerere ni asimata nezerere ni mimi Asimi mata nezerere ni makako dzenge mumshaka nekere kuwe bidzichi
Apano
Saka mne mshide higo. Debi insate ya insate ya kamba hiko ni mbe sinye higo.
Ano ya nani.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Saka chinango chamuka kuti pusichi.
That despicable video there showing brutality meted on elderly opposition CCC members by suspected ZANU-PF supporters in rural Murewa North, that's Mashonaland East Province. CCC interim spokesperson for Zaimaere blasted ZANU-PF during a press conference in the capital today, saying the ruling party is attacking opposition members because they know they cannot win the upcoming general elections without violence.
If I may talk a little bit about the violence that we witnessed this weekend in Murewa, it's important to say that this is not an isolated incident. It's part of a wide pattern of violence that has permeated our electoral landscape ever since the Citizens Coalition for Change was formed on the 24th of January. We've seen in almost every single province violence perpetrated by ZANU-PF. And that violence was understood in the context of the fact that the deputy leader of ZANU-PF actually called for the CCC to be crushed like knife. It's also in the context of the fact that the leader of ZANU-PF actually called out and said, Bakombe, Kombai Murone. He went so far as to say, Bambe CCC Ngabatandani. We also have on record a meeting with ZANU-PF members when they called for the killing of our president, Nelson Chamisa, and for CCC members' homes to be burnt, for them to be killed because they are sellouts. We've seen this in Matongo, in Season, Berengwa, in Gutu, in Chipinge, Murewa, almost every single province. And this is a reaction to the mass mobilization program that was started, launched by President Nelson Chamisa, popularly known as Mukwazo. So the essence of it is that the CCC has penetrated every single village, town, and city in Zimbabwe. Something that ZANU-PF didn't expect and that they didn't budget for. And what the recent violence with the several incidents of violence have shown is that it's a myth that ZANU-PF, rural areas of ZANU-PF stronghold. The CCC has clearly penetrated these areas and they're running scared. Because what other explanation is there for Vandaluruwa Nambuya Rasekuru, someone who's 75 years old, you go into their homestead and start beating them up?
CCC interim spokesperson Fazai Maire taking a swipe there at ZANU-PF for terrorizing innocent citizens. We were unable to get a comment from ruling ZANU-PF party spokesperson Christopher Mtwangwa, but ZANU-PF Mashonaland East chairperson Daniel Garwe is quoted in the media denying the allegations and insisting that the opposition is stage managing the violence. To help us dissect this issue, we are joined by opposition CCC interim national youth spokesperson Stephen Sarkozy Chuma and ZANU-PF member, Mr. Regis Charumbira. Let me start off with Mr. Sarkozy. Sarkozy police are saying this evening that they've arrested one suspect, Mr. Neva Chimutashu, 67 years old, in connection with the Murewa violence, where members of your party, elderly members, are seen in a video being brutalized by alleged ZANU-PF members. What do you say about the news from the police about this one arrest?
Good news, Zimbabwe. What the police have said, if it is a genuine arrest, we welcome it. I say genuine because we've seen situations where perpetrators of violence are arrested, but they are not jailed. For example, in the build-up to March elections in Pepe, we saw what happened there when one of our members, Mwenenye, was killed in cold blood. And people were arrested, arrests were made by the police, but up to now, we don't know what happened to those perpetrators. So we don't want a public stance where the police say we've arrested perpetrators of violence, but at the end of the day, those people, they do not end up in jail. We know that we see people in that video that you just played at the beginning of the program, a lady who can be identified, and other people who can be identified in that video. But unfortunately, none from the video has been said to be arrested. The police must come out clearly and say, we've arrested such and such and so. If they belong to a political party, they must also come out clearly and say, we've arrested members of ZANU-PF who have been beating up people. So we encourage the police to do thorough investigations. And it is our belief that at the end of the day, all those people that we see in that video will be arrested.
Please do stay on the line. Chuma, as we go to Regis Charumbira, the Batore ZANU-PF. Mr. Charumbira, police are saying tonight they have one suspect in custody in connection with the violence in Murewa North, where Triple C members were beaten up, allegedly by members of your party. What say you about the news from the police?
Thank you very much, Senior Kevin. First and foremost, I want to say condolences to our father who lost his life after the tragedy that ended up mainly the result of political violence. The one thing that I want to say is I don't agree with the fact that the family of the perpetrator still killed him. I believe that the police are doing the investigation, and once the investigations are through, then we will know if the people who have been perpetrated and caused violence that resulted in the death of our old man, if those people were actually ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is our president, is actually the president of the community in Mangaza. He has been teaching non-violent messages, and he is leading the way to our election this year. He says, in ZANU-PF, there is no violence, and we condemn violence. So I know the news that they are circulating on social media that the people say that there is ZANU-PF, but I cannot confirm that. So I'll try to differ from the previous speaker who is claiming that it was ZANU-PF that has caused that violence. I think I will not want our party ZANU-PF to be leveled against the case of this mayor case that is related to the death of one of our citizens. I would think that this was just violent, whereby we know that when we remember after the election, we know that the NDC or the CCC, they are the ones who usually choreograph these events, and they label them to ZANU-PF because they want to liken violence to our party, the Revolutionary Party, ZANU-PF. So I stand to differ, and I will not agree that these people with ZANU-PF. I think this was a setup, and it was a setup trying to paint ZANU-PF to be a political party that is always causing issues when it's towards the nation. But instead, we know that it was a ruthless sheep scheme. You know, MDC, CCC, I'm sure that they prepared this, and now they're trying to direct it, to travel it to our parties and peers. But we are going to continue preaching nonviolent messages, and we are wishing our people that 2023 is a year of election. If we're going to an election with a clean heart, then let's not try by all means to push each other in the mud. But if there's a case that involves the police, let's make the police to deal with the matter, and we will know if those people belong to any political party.
Siyabonga liyamuzwa lapho ubaba uRegis Charumbira ngwebandla leZANU-PF uyakulandula ukuthi abantu ababonakala kuvideo ebetshaya amalunga e-TCC ngabebandla leZANU-PF. Instead uthi abe-TCC yibo abavame ukwenza udlakela. Lizwe njalo uSteven Sarkozy Chuma webandla le-TCC onguye oqale ukukhuluma esithi hayi kuvamile ke ukuthi abantu beZANU nxa sokuyiwa kukhetho baqalisa ukuhlasela abantu okuyinto ekhulunywe njalo isikhulumeli se-TCC uFatzai Mahere lamhlanje ku-press conference ayenze eHarare. Ndizokere kwamuri vacharumbira wongo mapato anopikisa we've also seen violence within the MDC. You can argue TCC as many times we have seen violence coming from ZANU-PF, and we have also seen incidents where ZANU-PF members have come out openly instigating violence. Vachiti chamisa ngawurawe, we won't allow this or that, but vanhu ivavo are not being arrested. On two occasions, ZANU-PF members have come out saying pane mumwe akataura kuti chamisa ngaurawe, then recently mumwe akataura futi kuti chamisa ngaurawe, but those people are not being arrested.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, I think what we need to know is we have the rule of law in Zimbabwe, and when we have the rule of law, we cannot just allege that somebody is rich, therefore he or she should be thrown in jail. When we don't have the allegations, these are allegations, we don't have found evidence that these people are truly ZANU-PF. We don't have evidence that these people were sent or I would say they belong to ZANU-PF. That kind of a case made by an ordinary citizen. He comes out and speaks and says, Chamisa should be killed. We can arrest the whole country. I'm sure our jails won't be having enough room to contain all these people. So there are some cases that we cannot actually just be taken and run with them. We need the rule of law says that we have to have incredible evidence that the person is committing a crime. So we cannot just say when someone is drinking beer, in a beer when we say Chamisa or whoever should be killed, and then we say, you go to jail. I don't think that's how we can do it. The freedom of speech.
No, Vacharumbira, Vacharumbira, let me make a point here. There can't be freedom of speech evanhu vari kutaura kuti ningi ngaurawe. That is instigating political violence. And Job Sikala right now is in jail because Hansi akakurudzira political violence. Saka, you cannot argue with the freedom of speech when people are saying Chamisa ngaurawe. That is instigating violence.
I think the Job Sikala issue, my brother, the Job Sikala issue is far from what you're talking about.
Okay, let's forget about Sikala. You cannot argue that his freedom of speech when people say Chamisa must be killed.
Yes. I wanted to address the Job Sikala because I'm on live, because I want to make sure that whatever you mention, I don't want to skip it. Job Sikala is mentioned many times, several times, than this government. He was actually performing a regime change idea, exercise to say. So the Chinese should be killed, and the police people, those people have been reported to the police. Himself, Chamisa, if he hears that somebody saying Chamisa should be killed, if he has responsibility as a citizen like anybody else to go to the police and say, this, I've got a video, this individual was saying I should be killed, therefore you need to be arrested. He should be arrested, or he or she should be arrested. Chamisa should do that himself.
Okay. Hold it there. Bata Magadaro, I shall remember at Botorama Femon Bichana. Also, Sarkozy, please. Do stay on the line. We'll be coming back to you shortly. Let's take a small commercial break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Today, we are talking about escalating political violence ahead of general elections this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Limzwile ubaba uCharumbira webandla lezano PF singakayi ku break. Uthi labo abatuchamisa kabulawe, well abantu balelungelo lokukhuluma iloba yini. Uthi ngokunjalo akusoze kuphonga ubotshwa abantu nje. VaSarkozy ndizokere kwamuri. USteven Sarkozy ngwebandla leTriple C. Sarkozy chuma. Mandla vaCharumbira vari kutaura hanzi avo vari kuti vatshamisa ngavaurawe veZANU PF. Hanzi Zimbabwe inyika ine freedom of speech. Saka you can't just arrest munhu because atichamisa ngaurawe. Pindirai tinzwe vachuma.
Vacharumbira vari kutaura zvemugwedzi matsuro. What he is trying to say, it clearly shows that I doubt if he is genuinely a member of ZANU-PF, because ZANU-PF members, they know their ideology, they know that they subscribe to violence, and they also know that they respect what their leaders say. Before March 2022 by elections, Constantino Chiwenga, who is Mnangagwa Emerson deputy, addressed a rally in Kwekwe, where he clearly said, Chwanyai Inda, referring to Triple C supporters. And we know what happened a day after his statement. Monenwe was killed. That was a clear instigation of violence, and that instigation had a sense in form of Constantino Chiwenga. Then we also know what Emerson Mnangagwa, the leader of ZANU-PF, said. He said, now we are going to stand on Misa, CPC, we are going to stand on Misa, my LGC. What does stand on Misa mean? Then Mnangagwa also, in one of the videos, he clearly said that now we want to call the god of war, Tombo Zoro Zangwari. These things are in the public domain. So if he can't listen to what his leaders are saying, then he's not a ZANU-PF member. Their leaders are propagating for violence openly. So we wonder if he's a genuine representative of ZANU-PF. We want if his loyalty is to Mnangagwa and to Wenger, because his leaders openly call for violence against people. See, then when we say that freedom of speech, and also to say that these people, there's a situation where one of the lawyers, human rights lawyers, Beatrice Nketwa, filed a case to the police to say, can you please arrest one Abdul Mashanika from Mberi Ngwa? The name has been given to the police, and the place has also been given, but the person is from Mberi Ngwa, but that person can't be arrested. And we know that in this country, you can only not be arrested if you belong to Zambia. Because honestly, we know that the police are competent enough. So we know that these are their people. That's why they can't be arrested.
Wow.
Then again, we have a situation where the police spokesperson, Paul Nyati, at one point, he issues a statement saying, no, we have arrested triple C youths. Kurewana, Joanna, Cecilia, and Amitai Marova in 2020 May. Then, thereafter, those three girls, they were abducted from police cells. They were taken from police cells only to return after they were sexually abused and tortured. Now, those people, the very same people who were taken from police custody, they are now before the court, and the case has not been completed. So, what does that say about our police force?
Aha, tinzwe vacharumbira, sizwe ucharumbira kuti tini. Vacharumbira hanzi, hongo vamnangagwa vanogara vachiti vanhu havafaniri kuita zvemhirizhonga. Hanzi vanhu ngavasiyane nemhirizhonga, vaende kusarudzo murunyararo navamnangagwa. Asi hanzi navachuma. Vamnangagwa vacho vari kukurudzira mhirizhonga nekutaura mashoko ekuti tandanisai vanhu veCCC.
I think you started a very good topic because we have got all the evidence that, like I said, when it's all towards either the elections or the rapporteur coming to Zimbabwe or the human rights experts coming to Zimbabwe to assess the situation on the ground, we know that CCC used to be MDC. They are the ones who choreograph things. They have the X. What they do, they will call them plays. They will start their plays where they cause violence or they set the setup where they say the abduction. There's never been abduction in Zimbabwe since 1980. Whatsoever. We never had abduction in Zimbabwe.
No, that's not true. Mr. Charumbira, that's not true. Many people have been abducted.
I'm not debating you. I'm debating the other guy. So I think you interrupted me before. Now you are coming again because you are supporting the guy who has been sitting before me.
No, I'm supporting the facts. I'm supporting the facts. And the facts are dirty.
You're not, you can do it after.
Okay, wrap it up. 30 seconds or out of time. Wrap it up.
There's never been abductions in Zimbabwe. There's never been rape cases with political violence and all that in Zimbabwe. All these things, we know that they're set abductions caused by the CCC because they want the mileage politically. They know that the regime change is failed. They know that all the tricks that they've been having since 1999 have served nothing in red.
And unfortunately, we are out of time, Mr. Charumbira. I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so very much to Regis Charumbira, a ZANU-PF member, as well as Stephen Sarkozy Chuma, National Youth Spokesperson for the CCC. I am your host, Antunga Milinkomo. Kuna Zimbabwe.